We are going to be, well, I'm going to do it this way. The early church, after Jesus' resurrection, greeted each other as they would pass on the street or in different places with the phrase, "He is risen." And they would respond, "He is risen indeed."
那么在早期的教会的时候呢，当主耶稣复活的时候呢， 那么教会当中的成员就会走到街上，走到对面去，走到邻居在街里面向大家呼喊，说他复活了。然后呢，听到的人呢会回应说他确实复活了。So
let's together say this: He is risen.
He is risen.
That's right. He is. Today is the greatest holiday on the earth. No other celebration compares to this day. No other holiday that we celebrate here on earth has preeminence over this holy day of Easter. Not even Thanksgiving, Christmas, nor any New Year celebration can compare to this high and holy day. This is the day that we declare to each other and to the world around us that our God is alive and his Son has conquered sin and death completely. The empty tomb is the exclamation point that finishes the death sentence on all humanity. The resurrection of Jesus from the dead puts an end to sin and its consequences forever through the power of our God and his Son, Jesus Christ.
今天是地上最伟大的节日。今天呢，也是基督徒最值得喜庆的日子，因为没有什么节日能比得上圣洁的复活节，让人更加喜乐。今天我们基督徒带来，今天给我们基督徒带来的喜乐，甚至超过了感恩节、圣诞节和新年的元旦。 这一天呢，我们向彼此和世界宣告，我们的神的永生以及他的独子完全征服了罪和死亡。空空的墓穴是宣告打破全人类死罪和死的巨大的惊叹号。借助神和基督的力量，主耶稣从死中复活，永远地结束了罪和死亡对人类的统治。Many
people think that Easter is just a time to celebrate springtime, the bunnies and the newness of life, the knowledge of Jesus Christ and what he accomplished in that last week of his life is not even a thought on their mind. New clothes and flowers and egg hunts and a great meal to feast on is all they do know.
很多人认为复活节仅仅是对春季的到来，复活节兔或者是新生命的庆祝，他们完全没有想过主耶稣在他作为人的最后的一周所成就的事和伟大的神迹。 很多人想到的仅仅都是或者是新衣服、花朵、彩蛋游戏，或者是一顿美餐。But
what I propose today is to show the completeness of his salvation for us. Galatians 3 tells us some very important things that set the stage for our journey today. We all know that God gave his law in the Ten Commandments to help us know what is required of man to live a holy life. And we find in verse 10 that everyone is cursed who does not continue in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them.
那么我们今天通过对经文的学习呢，来了解神对我们的救恩是多么的完全和彻底。加拉太书的第三章为我们今天的学习做了重要的背景铺垫。我们知道神通过十诫把使人圣洁的律法赐给了我们。第十诫中提到，任何人不持守、不遵行律法书上所记载的一切，都是被诅咒的。
We also find part of the solution to our inability to keep these commandments or the law in verse 13. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us. For it is written, "Cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree."
同时呢，我们也知道，其实我们人呢是没有能力完全去完美的遵守律法的，因为在十三节中说，基督替我们成了诅咒。 从律法的诅咒中救赎了我们，因为经上记的，凡是挂在木头上的，都是被咒诅的。We
need to go to the Old Testament to see what was required if a man broke the laws of God.
那么下面我们从旧约的经文当中来看看，一个人如果触犯了律法，应该怎样来定罪。For
the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I have given it to you upon the altar to make atonement for your souls. For it is the blood that makes atonement for the soul.
在利未记中十七章十一节中说，因为活物的生命是在血中，我把这血赐给你们，可以在坛上为你们的生命赎罪，因血里有生命，所以能赎罪。
Over and over, the people of God would bring bulls and goats and calves and lambs to make payment and atone for the sins that they had committed.
所以呢，人们一次又一次的牵着公牛、山羊、牛犊和羊羔呢，来献祭，用这样的方法呢，来掩盖他们所犯的罪过。
The Bible makes it clear that without the shedding of blood, there is no remission for our sins.
圣经中当中说得很清楚，除了流血献祭以外，没有其他可以赎罪的方法。
God knew we would break the law, so this past way of sacrifices set the stage for the greatest gift that God could give for all mankind. Remember, life is in the blood. As Jesus bled and suffered, his ultimate sacrifice was the ultimate gift. His life was given for us to obtain eternal redemption of our soul.
神知道我们会触犯律法，所以呢，在旧约当中，献祭赎罪的方式呢，就为神在新约当中给人更完全、更彻底的救恩做了铺垫。我们需要记住，血里有生命。那么主耶稣呢，为我们流血受苦，就是他终极的献祭和救恩。他为了永远救赎我们的灵魂，献出了自己的生命。
Hebrews 9:11-12, but Christ came as high priest of the good things to come.With the greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is, not of this creation, not with the blood of goats and calves, but with his own blood, he entered the most holy place once and for all, having obtained eternal redemption.
就这一段呢，我们可以去看希伯来书九章十一节和十二节的经文说，但现在的基督已经来到，做了将来没事的大祭司，这大祭司经过那更大更全备的帐幕。不是人手所造的，也不是属乎这个世界，并且不用山羊和牛犊的血，而使用自己的血，只一次进入圣所，成了永远救赎的事。
Remember this, His blood gave us eternal redemption, once and for all.
我们需要记住呢，是主耶稣的血给了我们永恒的救赎，他就一次献祭，而我们呢却永远得救。
Let us finish this portion of truth in verses 13-15.
我们下面来看13-15节。
For the blood of bulls and goats and the ashes of a heifer sprinkling the unclean sanctifies for the purifying of the flesh.
经文当中说，若山羊和公牛的血，并牛犊的灰洒在不洁的人身上，而且叫人成圣，身体洁净。
How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, cleanse your conscience from dead works to serving the living God?
更何况基督借着永远的灵，将自己无瑕无限无疵献给神，他的血岂不更能洗净你们的心，除去你们的死刑，使你们侍奉那永生神吗？
And for this reason, he is the mediator of the new covenant, by means of death, for a redemption of the transgressions under the first covenant, that those who are called may receive the promise of the eternal inheritance.
为此，他做了新约的中保。既然受死赎了人在前约时所犯的罪过，便叫蒙召之人得着所应许永远的产业。
His total sacrifice on the cross made a new covenant between God and man, totally eliminating the need for man to sign or be a part of the agreement. He alone was the author and the finisher of the covenant, Son of God and Son of Man.
主耶稣在十字架上完全的献祭，在神和人之间立了新约，完全不需人再去签约或者其他的行为。来加入契约，神自己就是新约的创立者和成就者，因为他既是神子也是人子。
Today, I know that I already have eternal life, and you can too, if you pay attention and learn all that he has done for you today. If you die without this eternal life gift or inheritance, you will never have it.
今天呢，我知道自己我已经得救。如果你用心去了解主耶稣为我们所做的，你也会得救。如果你没有得救，得了救恩就死去的话，那么你就再也没有机会了。
So here we go. What did Jesus accomplish for you and me?
那我们具体来看一下主耶稣为我们究竟做了些什么。
Seven times Jesus bled for us, and we need to understand why and what he accomplished with these seven times. It is amazing grace.
那么主耶稣呢，一共为我们流血，共流了七次。我们来看看他怎样去在这七次当中为我们流血和这些流血所成就的事，这些事真的是奇恩异典。
We need to know what the Old Testament priest would do. In Leviticus 4, 5, and 6, then the anointed priest shall take some of the bull's blood and bring it to the tabernacle of meeting. The priest shall dip his fingers in the blood and sprinkle some of the blood seven times before the Lord in front of the veil of the sanctuary.
首先我们来看一下旧约时代的祭司是如何献祭的。在利未记四章五到六节，受膏的祭司要取些你公牛的血带到会幕，把指头蘸于血中，在耶和华面前对着圣所的幔子弹血七次。
Jesus bled seven times. Seven times. Before God, just as it was required. Let's see if you can count and remember each time and place.
主耶稣在神的面前共流血流了七次之多。那么下次我们下面来看他每一次流血的具体的情境。
In Luke 22, Jesus tells us, in Luke 22:44, tells us Jesus sweat drops of blood in the garden as he prayed, and being in agony, he prayed more earnestly. Then his sweat became like great drops of blood falling down on the ground.
那么主耶稣第一次流血呢，是路加福音22:44。我们知道主耶稣在克西马尼园祷告时流汗和滴血。经文当中说，耶稣极其伤痛，祷告更加恳切，汗珠如大雪，雪点滴在地上。
Jesus became the curse that we deserved, and it all started in the garden in agony. Agony is a curse found in this life. Even doctors will tell you that stress kills. Agony comes from stress. It is defined as extreme physical and mental anguish. His drops of blood were given to break the curse of stress and agony, and we can now be stress-free. Jesus took our stress. Jesus is beaten in the face in John 18:22. And when he had said these things, one of the officers who stood by struck Jesus with the palm of his hand, saying, Do you answer the high priest like that?
那么主耶稣在克西马尼园所受的苦呢，本应属于我们。这种苦难呢，是对生命的诅咒。就连现代医学也认同，就是这个心和身体的负担呢，会影响健康。那么主耶稣替我们受了这苦，所以我们不用再受这种苦。下面我们来看一下，主耶稣第二次流血，就是在约翰福音18:22。耶稣说了这话，旁边站着的一个差役用手掌打他，说：“你这样回答大祭司吗？”
In Matthew 26:67, they spat in his face and beat him, and others struck him with the palm of their hands.
同时也有马太福音26:67说：“他们就吐唾沫在他脸上，用拳头打他，也用手掌打他。”
Another part tells us that they pulled out portions of his beard.
另外也有一部分经文提到，他们把他的胡子扯下来。
Many of us know Jesus can hardly wait till we see him. Many of us who know Jesus can hardly wait till we see him face to face. Yet on this day, he willingly let his face bleed for each of us.
我 们都知道主耶稣很急切地想去和父神见面，但是在经文当中那一天他却主动让自己的脸流血。
What is on our faces? Most all things pertaining to our senses, eyes that can look on evil, ears that can hear bad reports, and mouths that can spread lies, noses that can be used to entice us to other sins of lust and gluttony.
我们的脸上都有什么呢？我们脸上有很多的器官都是和感官相联系的，有看见恶行的视觉，也有听坏消息的听觉，也有论辩口舌讲是非的也有听是非口舌和谎言的听觉，也有引诱我们犯贪食和奸淫的嗅觉等等。
Now all of our senses were redeemed by our Savior that day. We can now use our senses to love and serve God.
现在我们受这些感官诱使而犯的罪都被主赎清，我们现在呢可以用这些感官来服侍神。
Number three, Jesus was flogged and whipped severely. In Mark 15:15, so Pilate, wanting to gratify the crowd, released Barabbas to them, and he delivered Jesus after he had scourged him to be crucified.
那么主耶稣第三次流血呢，是耶稣被棍棒和鞭子抽打。在马可福音15:15的时候提到，比拉多要叫众人喜悦，就释放巴拉巴给他们，将耶稣鞭打了，交给人钉十字架。
All his bodily flesh was torn to pieces off of his body, and yet this gave us the ability to be made whole. Shalom means wholeness. Jesus was torn so we could be bound back up and healed.
我们，主耶稣他的肉身被扯破撕开，但他呢却让我们能够彻底的完整。在希伯来文当中 ，shalom 的意思是完整。主耶稣被扯开，我们却因此而得到医治。
This is not in order here. I'm sorry. Isaiah 53:5 declares that he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities.And the chastisement for our peace was upon him, and brought by his stripes we are healed.
以赛亚书53:5说，哪知他为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤，因他受的刑罚我们得平安，因他受的鞭伤我们得医治。
The punishment we deserved became his. This tells us that we deserve to be wounded.We deserve to be bruised. We deserved all the flogging, and yet all we know is that we will not be punished. God looks upon the holy and perfect Son of Man, and accepts His willing gift of love poured out on our behalf to bring us no charge against us. His healing brought all healing. His brokenness for our wholeness.Mentally, physically, emotionally.
本应该属于我们的惩罚，却被他领受。这就是说，我们本应该受到伤痛之苦，我们应该被碾磨，我们应该被棍打。但我们现在却知道我们不会被惩罚。父神看着圣洁完美的圣子，领受着他的心意，来替我们受罚，好让我们不受审判。他的医治带来了所有的医治。他的折损给我们带来了心理、身体和感情上的平安和完整。
Then they crowned him with thorns. The crown for the King of Kings and Lord of Lords should have been a royal one. Yet what did he get? A crown of thorns.
主耶稣第四次流血呢，是被戴上荆条做的王冠。一个给万王之王、万主之主的王冠，应该是无比高贵的。而主耶稣得到了什么呢？他得到却是一个由荆条做成的王冠。
Matthew 27:29, when they had twisted a crown of thorns, they put it on his head and a reed in his right hand, and they bowed the knee before him and mocked him, saying, "Hail, King of the Jews!"
马太福音27:29说，用荆棘编作冠冕戴在他头上，拿一根苇子放在他右手里，跪在他面前戏弄他说，恭喜犹太人的王啊。
This is the crown that we deserved for always wanting to have our own way like Adam and Eve did in the garden.
这个荆棘的王冠呢，本应该是我们循着亚当和夏娃在伊甸园中当中的过犯所应得的惩罚。
Jesus broke the curse of thorns for Christ's kingdom people by wearing that crown. God can bless our ground now, all because he shed his blood as that thorny crown pierced his brow. Jesus took any curse that is on our minds and gave us the ability to have them cleansed by the blood of Jesus. He can heal our thoughts and straighten any troubled mind.
耶稣为了基督国中的人亲自戴上了这个荆棘冠，打破了咒诅，神就此可以祝福我们的世界，因为他因荆棘刺破了额头而流的血，耶稣用自己的血破解了我们心中的咒诅，他可以医治我们的思想，平复我们受困扰的心。
Numbers 5 and 6, Jesus' hands and feet are nailed to the cross. I put the two together.
那么第五次和第六次流血呢，是耶稣手和脚被钉钉在十字架上。我们一起来看。
Psalm 22:16, For dogs have surrounded me. The congregation of the wicked has enclosed me. They pierced my hands and my feet.
诗篇第22:16节当中预言到，恶犬围着我，恶党环绕我，他们扎了我的手，我的脚。
In Luke 24:39-40, Behold my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Handle me and see, for a spirit does not have flesh and bones as you see that I have. When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet.
那么钉完手脚的痕迹呢，就在路加福音24:39-40当中提到，说你们看着我的手，我的脚，就知道实在是我了。摸我看看，魂无骨，无肉，你们看我是有的。说了这话，就把手和脚给他们看。
The Bible tells us that left to ourselves, our feet are quick to run to evil, and our hands will shed blood.
经文当中说，我们的脚总跑向恶行，而我们的手呢，却去流人的血。
But now, because of Christ's blood, our hands can be used to bless others. Now I can lay my hands on the sick and they shall recover. Now I can have my feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of Jesus Christ. So everywhere I go, I can bring peace with the good news of Jesus Christ.
现在因为主耶稣用血救了我们，我们的手现在可以用来祝福他人。现在我可以用手来医治他人，我的脚蒙福音的祝福，我去的所有地方都能带来平和和耶稣基督的喜报。
How beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace, who bring glad tidings of good things in Romans 10.
因为罗马书10:15中提到，报福音传喜信的人，他们的脚踪何等佳美。
Our feet are now able to carry the greatest message that has ever been or ever will be on this planet.
现在我们的脚步能将这美好的消息传向全世界。
How God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life in John 3:16. Our hands and feet can now help build the kingdom of God and do the works of Jesus Christ.
这就是为什么约翰福音3:16中说，神爱世人，甚至将他的独子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。因为我们的手脚现在可以为神和主耶稣所用，来做工侍奉，来建造神的国。
The final amount of blood came after he had died. The fullest measure of Christ's sacrifice is found after he had spoken these words, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. And he died, breathing his last breath.
主耶稣最后一次，就是第七次流血的时候呢，主耶稣对我们所做的献祭，在他的最后的话语中完结。主耶稣说：“父啊，我将我的灵魂交在你手里。”说了这话，就气就断了。
In Psalms 34:20, he guards all his bones; not one of them is broken.
在旧约当中也预言了主耶稣死后的情景，在诗篇34:20的时候说：“又保全他一身的骨头，连一根也不折断。”
Even in death, because of the Sabbath at hand and the need to get Jesus' body taken down before sunset, according to the law in Deuteronomy 21, the soldiers were to break the legs of the crucified to speed up their death. They knew that a man could hang on a cross for days until they finally died. So the most expedient thing was to do was to break their legs and finish the job. This they did with to the other two men hanging on their own crosses. But Jesus chose to give his life for us. No man could take it from him.
甚至在死后呢，主耶稣还赐恩给我们，因为安息日即将到来，所以根据《生命记》21:22-23的规定呢，主耶稣的遗体需要在日落前取下来。士兵去奉命去将钉十字架的人的腿打断，以加速他们的死亡，因为他们知道一个人呢在死前可以再被十字架上钉好几天，而加速死亡的方法呢就是打断他们的腿。他们打断了另外两个钉十字架人的腿，但是因为主耶稣已经死了，所以就不打断他的腿。
John 10:18, no one takes it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have the power to lay it down, and I have the power to take it up again. This command I have received from my Father.
约翰福音第十章第十八节说，没有人夺我的命去，是我自己舍。
And Jesus gave his last breath and spirit to the Father. In John 19, but when they came to Jesus and saw that he was already dead, they did not break his legs. But one of the soldiers pierced his side with a spear, and immediately blood and water came out.
就这样，他把最后一口气和灵都献给了父神。约翰福音十九章三十三节到三十四节提到，只是来到耶稣那里，见他已经死了，就不打断他的腿，唯有一个士兵用枪扎他的肋旁，随即有血和水流出来。
What was this last amount for? The whole church of Jesus Christ, for all who believe that he is the Son of God, the Redeemer, Messiah, the Christ.
那么最后这一次流血为的是什么呢？为的是所有的基督教会，为的是所有相信神子、救赎者、救世主基督的人。
Jesus suffered a broken heart from all the sin laid upon him, and yet as his heart was broken for this world, with his blood he traded his broken heart so that we could have a whole heart full of love and strength to serve God in joy and gladness.
耶稣承载了世上所有的罪，用他心碎交加，他为我们的世界而心碎，用他的血和破碎的心换来了我们在服侍神中所得的喜乐，充满爱和力量的完整的完全的心。
Now for the greatest victory, what Jesus accomplished, that empty grave.
那么耶稣呢，最终最大的胜利的标记就是空空的墓穴。
Why is it important?
为什么说这个很重要呢？
Quite simply, the wages of sin is death. In Romans 6:23.
那么答案呢很简单啊，在罗马书6:23中说，因为罪的工价是死。
The cost of our sins is supposed to be is supposed to end in death. End of discussion. The suffering Christ went through what we are deserve. The suffering Christ went through what we deserve, and the death he died we deserve. Those are the wages, the cost of sins that you and I commit.
我们犯罪的最终的代价就是死。这个是无可非议的，基督代替我们受苦受死，这些都是你我因犯罪所得的工价。
If Christ is not risen, your faith is futile. You are still in your sins. From 1 Corinthians 15:17.
哥林多书十五章十七节中提到，基督若没有复活，你们的信便是徒然，你们仍在罪里。
The final payment is in death. Jesus died to take our place. If he could not conquer death, if he is not alive from the dead, you and I have no hope for eternity.
罪的终极代价是死，耶稣替我们而死。如果他不能征服死亡的话，如果他不能从死中复活的话，我们就没有希望获得永生。
Colossians 2:13 and 14, and you being dead in your trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh, he is made alive together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses, having wiped out the handwriting of requirements that was against us, which was contrary to us, and he has taken it out of the way, having nailed it to the cross.
哥罗西书二章十二节到十四节中说，你们以前在过犯和未受割礼的肉体中死了，神赦免了你们一切过犯，便叫你们与基督一同活过来，又涂抹了在律例上所写攻击我们、有碍于我们的字句，把它撤去，钉在十字架上。
Anything the accuser, Satan, could hold up against us, no matter how legal, Jesus has taken it away, wiped it out, and erased it. Love keeps no record of wrongs.
撒旦再没有什么能掌控我们的了，无论是多么猛烈的恶意和控诉，耶稣都将其打破，消灭得一干二净，因为呢，爱是不计算人的恶。
The resurrection of Jesus proves that God was satisfied with his son's sacrifice for us. God writes paid in full on our indebtedness bill. The price we could never pay has been paid in full by Jesus.
主耶稣的复活证明了父神接受了神子为我们的献祭。神把我们从前所欠的一笔勾销，我们以前所不能付的主耶稣都替我们付清了。
Did Satan triumph over Christ at the cross?
那么在耶稣被钉十字架的时候，是不是撒旦就获胜了呢？
No way! Colossians 2:15 proclaims this. Having disarmed principalities and powers, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them in it.
绝不是这样。在哥罗西书二章十五节中预言了大神迹，说即将一切执政的、掌权的掳来，明显给众人看，就仗着十字架夸胜。
God had a parade at the cross. Those demons of darkness that were cackling and hissing around the cross had to flee as Jesus shed his blood and completely pay for every sin and curse that we deserved.
神在十字架中显圣，那些在十字架周围的恶灵和魔鬼，在耶稣用血献祭付清所有的罪和咒诅以后，就四散逃去了。
The enemy is disarmed and humiliated. And when Jesus walked out of that tomb on the third day, the devil could not claim any of God's people ever again.
神打败了和羞辱了神的敌人。当耶稣三天后走出墓穴时，魔鬼再也不能占据神的子民了。
Aren't you glad you were saved? Celebrate by telling someone.
你因为主耶稣复活而喜乐吗？和我们一起庆祝，告诉我们吧。
He is risen.
他复活了。
I had a video I was going to play at the end, but we are running over, so let's dispense with that, and let's praise God for what he has done in our lives.
让我们来祷告。